When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
We are back, final 2 hours of the show. If you were wondering, talk to Kurt Bowles in a little while. Let's check in with Rick in Houston. Hey, Rick.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
We are doing great.
So, Paul, just to briefly touch on Jim from the other day, when Laura asked him how old he was, and he said, you know, that's my private business, I'm not going to tell, and he said, how old are you? And she said, oh, I'm 30. And Jim's like, well, I'm not 30, but I'm not too far from it. You know, so... He's a young feller, Paul. He's a young feller.
But, now, help me with this. Not being too far from 30, does that mean 40, 50, 60?
Your guess 70? Is as good as mine, Paul.
I always thought not too far from 30 would be like 32.
I mean, hadn't he been calling the show for about 30 years?
we believe we have it at a minimum of 23 years, 24 years. We know he's been calling the show. We don't think he called it earlier than that, but we're pretty sure he started calling it around 2000.
Now, Paul, the other thing is our new guy from South Carolina that has proclaimed himself the Tiger of the Feinbaum
Show.
We had a little interaction on Twitter today, Paul, and I tell you what, you know, they've got the meth head mascot down there at Clemson, and they've got that rock, and I'm pretty darn sure, Paul, that rock is nothing more than a bunch of petrified poop, if you know what I mean, and, you know, they rub on it and think they're getting mystical powers from it. But when the ACC falls apart, Paul, maybe Clemson can get lucky and get an invite to the Little 12, and Dabo can go down there, and he'll eventually become Mike Gundy's, let's just say it rhymes with witch.
Thanks for the call, Rick. Vance in Georgia is up next.
Paul, I'm sure that you've noticed that taking a day off of work last Friday has proven to be a gold mine.
Yeah, no, I am going to do this every week now, from now on.
Oh, hell yes, by all means. I mean, this is outstanding. And Jim, by the way, what was Irving Milquetoast, our young idealist, talking about from Athens? Let's all just air it out? Well, Paul, he must not have listened long, which is no sin, but I've never heard Jim not air it out in 10 years. Have you?
No, I mean, Jim does not mince words.
No, there's no way, no how. And then, but he did say one thing really, really true. We all wear different hats, but one of us has the most unique hat of all, and it's John from Missouri.
Oh, yeah.
Because
he's got a hat that is attached to his straitjacket.
He's also got a hat he was born with and one that's sticking out between his shoulder blades that looks just like it.
That's funny.
So, anyway, I have thoroughly enjoyed all of the on-givings and anger. And I will say this, Paul. Alyssa doesn't need anyone taking up for her. And of all women, Laura Rutledge, who personifies class and many mannerisms of life, she doesn't need anyone taking up for her, Paul.
I agree with you on both. And I know I've been criticized for not going all in, but if you go back...
They don't need any help.
The first time Laura Rutledge sat in here with us, she was being attacked, and I looked over at her, and she kind of gave me this look like, let me go. Because what she did not want, Vance, was somebody having to protect her. She was plenty capable, and she shut down some caller in such a fashion that really, in many ways, her career took off. She was already going to be a star, but the fact that she just cut down this person who challenged her on her ability and her knowledge of sports, and he was put to shame and made to feel like the smallest person on the face of the earth, very nicely, I might add. And she was off and running, and it was a close call because I felt obligated because she was sitting here. I say that because Alyssa Lange doesn't need my protection either. She's a rising star, and she handled herself brilliantly the other night, and the fact that we are still talking about her only adds to her fame.
Oh, and the best thing is Jim's enjoying the hell out of this, and I don't blame him. But I got to say this, and I want to continue my compliment, and I'll shut up. I believe that Laura Rutledge exudes class as a mother, class as a wife, class as a reporter, and more than anything, pure class as a woman. And this, I think that, and not to mention, she is drop dead beautiful, which I believe is a gift of God that she has enhanced. And so I don't think she needs a damn bit of help from anybody.
No, she doesn't. But I appreciate the call, Vance. Thank you very much. Swamp Dog is up next.
Hello, Mr. Paul. Great to talk to you again.
Thank you.
I gotta say I'm a little surprised that you standing beside Jim the way you have been for all this stuff with Laura Rutledge and Alyssa Lange and everything. You know, if it's about TV ratings, that's one thing. I understand Jim generates TV. People watch because they want to talk about Jim, much like I am right now. So I get that. I can respect that. But if you want to say that he's a good guy for the things that he says, I find that beneath you to believe that. Is that really what you believe, or are you like Jim McCall?
All I said was that I said what I said yesterday about Jim. I think you're putting many, many words into my mouth here.
Well, maybe a little bit, but I know you and him go back a long way. I know that. Maybe he's a good friend of yours, you know. And he does generate ratings for the show, I guess you might say. People talk about him a lot. So, you know, that's okay. But if it is the truth, you know, say it. Yeah, we like Jim because he pushes the needle a little bit. Is that fair to say?
I think that's accurate.
Yeah, he does. And, you know, I those ladies, though, I got to say it again. I said the same thing yesterday. They didn't get their job because they got a pretty face.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I've already said what I had to say, but I think you're... I don't think there has to be either or. This is not a political contest. You have somebody who is sitting in here who has always received praise from Jim. And the other day, what Jim was complaining about was the same thing that he has criticized me for, and that's enabling this fellowship of the miserable out there. Anyway, quick break. More to come right after this.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We are back. Guest coming up here in just a few minutes, Kirk Bowles. Shannon is in Knoxville. Hey, Shannon.
How are you, sir?
We are doing well. Thank you.
I have a question. I don't get into all of that he say, she say stuff. That's too womany for me. So the question I have for you is about possible expansion of the SEC and the demise of the ACC. So my question to you is, we know North Carolina, but the most lucrative team that I think the SEC should go after, and hear me out, is Miami, because you would keep all your South Florida players. You probably make them back into a powerhouse. You also control the hotbeds with four teams, and the SEC would have another tournament destination that everybody would love. So I wanted to run that across you and ask, what would you think about college bad boys joining the SEC?
Well, I think it's a fair point. It is a very attractive university for a lot of reasons. I think the ultimate question, though, is do they rank ahead of other schools? The SEC has been very conscious lately of going after state universities, Missouri, South Carolina, Arkansas. The only exception has been A&M, and that has now been made up by Texas and Oklahoma. So it's a little bit off their normal path. I'm not saying it's impossible, but I think it really depends on if there are more than two, then I think Miami would figure into it. If there's only two, I don't think they would.
Wow. That's sad to hear, because I would want and I would welcome the chance for them to come and play my Vols and have some of their old teams that they get from South Florida. I want that challenge, and I think they would be perfect for the SEC.
Well, I think if you're looking from a historical standpoint, Miami is, nobody did better in the 80s and 90s than Miami, but they have been really weak lately. And I think that that hurts them. Now, I think Cristobal is the right coach. I think they're pretty close down there to getting over the top, but they need to do it, and they need to do it pretty quickly. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it very, very much. Let me try Ken next in Myrtle Beach. Hey, Ken.
Paul, first of all, I guess how did you feel about your interview yesterday with Mark Pope? How did you feel about that? How did you feel about him is what I'm saying?
I came away just loving him.
And how do you think, does he need a year to let people see his style before they're going to accept him? What do you think about that, I guess?
I think he needs patience because without knowing the personnel, because I don't think anybody could know it right now. He could have a challenging first season, but I think he will get that patience where you juxtapose what the patience would be for him or will be for him versus Calipari in what looked to me like a lame duck year had he remained.
I mean, and that, first of all, I hated Calipari staying in the SEC. I talked to you a few weeks ago about this, but I'm like all Kentucky fans. I was like, Mark Pope? But when he came to Rupp Arena and was there 23,000 there, and then I got it. I was like, yeah, I am part of BBN, you know, and he gets it, and it's frustrating to me, I guess, right now as a fan. That we love him. He cherishes the big blue nation and all that. But how to say that, I guess, to recruits is what concerns me.
I mean, it reminds me a little bit of politics, where I think you have a president for 8 years, and then you go the other way. You call that a change agent, so to speak, because everybody is ready for. And I think everyone in Kentucky was ready for something. And I think what Pope did was he threaded a very narrow needle, and you know he started the conversation with us by complimenting Calipari, very smart.
Yeah.
And then everything he said afterwards was anti-Calipari. but I think he's right. Calipari took the program to great heights, and then I think he lost sight. I mean, John Calipari, even at Memphis, I followed him for a long time. It was always about him because he is an egomaniac. I mean, I don't know how you can get around it. And that doesn't mean he's a bad coach. For a long time, he really ran a great program until he didn't.
You said something in the interview the other day. I was listening to it this morning. I'm an on-air guy too, by the way.
You
said something, and I was like, it's fascinating. It's like, of the 15 years he's been there, we won one championship. You're not going to win a championship every year. We all know that. But of the 15 years and what Kentucky brings to basketball, and we won one championship, that's embarrassing. And I never thought about it until I heard you. When I heard you say that back, I was like, that's totally true. Totally true.
Well, Ken, it's one thing if you're at Auburn, where you may have a generational player every couple of years, but Kentucky had generational players every single year.
Yes, yes. And once I heard that back, and I pondered over that, I reflected over that for a few moments, I was like, you know, Paul's exactly right. Paul's exactly right. So I'm done. And Jim from Tuscaloosa, whoever he is, shame on you. Thank you, Paul.
Ken, great to hear from you. Thank you very much. Jeff is up next in Ohio.
What's going on, Paul?
Jeff, always great.
I mean, you go away for one day, Paul, like a great soap opera. You come back and nothing's changed. It's the same old show. Everybody's talking about Jim.
Yeah, you know, we have
Isn't
now...
Isn't that amazing?
Management asked me now, once a week I have to leave just to continue the show's ratings.
Right, exactly. I mean, dang, it's like I'd say, 80% of the calls yesterday and today have had the word Jim mentioned in them. It's incredible. Hey, Paul, you've had a couple good guests on yesterday and today talking about NIL, but nobody wants to talk about the elephant in the room, Paul, and I want to see if you're starting to get some conversation with some ADs and your boy Sankey about the NIL, this money, and I talked to you when this was first announced with the donors. All the money now is going and being raised from donors to pay these athletes. And I think the presidents, I've heard from some pretty good sources, these presidents are starting to get nervous that the money's not coming to the university, and also it's not coming in for facilities. With so many of these schools having so much debt building up their facilities the last 10, 15 years, I think it's going to be a major problem. Are you starting to hear any of this concern from ADs and Sankey?
Well, I can tell you I've seen it myself just being on campuses all the time that it's all about the moment. And it's dead money, as you know, and universities ultimately are going to suffer as a result.
There's no doubt. And it's going to these players, which we all can debate whether they deserve it or not. Hey, I'm all for them to get it. But the way it's going, it's spiraling out of control. And look, I mean, obviously, here in Ohio State, how much money was raised at the end of the year from donors that would have probably gone to facilities, you know, just 5 years ago, if you did, everybody had to raise money to get the Jimmys and the Joes. Now it's going straight to the individuals, and I don't see where the schools are ever going to get the return on the investment from that money that the donors, because it's going out the door. It's not staying in-house. I mean, don't you agree?
I totally agree. You're dead on, Jeff. Hey, thank you very much for the call. We have a guest waiting. We'll head to the break. Back with more right after this.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And welcome back. Headline in the American Statesman, Arch Manning didn't disappoint, but neither did the other QBs. Certainly Arch getting a lot of attention. Kirk Bowles. I said he's covered the team, the University of Texas, for about 50 years. I feel like I haven't given you enough credit. Is that right?
You give me plenty of credit, Paul. You're good.
Good to see
you. Just remind people what a dinosaur I am.
Well, hey, listen, the fact that I knew all that makes me an equal dinosaur. Kirk, great to have you on. Let's talk about Arch first. I know that's probably not the most important thing as Texas gets ready for has ended spring and gets ready for the season. But what did we learn about him on Saturday that we didn't know? We knew he was good, but how good?
Well, I'm just glad he showed up and did something impressive, because I'm sure people were wondering, where the heck is Arch Manning? What school is he at now? So, yeah, he's still the most famous backup quarterback in college football. And a lot of people might think he might be the most famous starting quarterback, given his performance on Saturday. But he was as good can be. Threw a 75-yard touchdown pass on his very first play. Ended up with 355 yards, three touchdowns, and so did his backup, you know, Trey Owens, talented freshman quarterback. He threw for three touchdowns well. So may not speak all that well about the Texas secondary, Paul, but yeah, Arch Manning was the real deal on Saturday.
And Quinn Ewers is still the starter at last check, right?
He is still the starter, and Sarkisian made that very clear, and said he threw, I guess it was like six passes, you know, played only two series, had one ball batted up and intercepted by a defensive tackle. But he knows what he has in Quinn Ewers, so there really wasn't need. But Arch Manning just hadn't played a whole lot of football, you know. He's thrown, what, five passes in his career here last year, and hasn't been on the field very much. So he got the lion's share of the snaps, and he was in there the last play of the game when he threw a Hail Mary that was intercepted, which was pretty much the only mistake he made all day.
Kirk, a lot of people are wondering, why is he still there? And I know the future is bright, but it seems like he's been there a while.
It does seem like he's been here about 5 years, it seems like. That's a good question, and I think, you know, it speaks mostly to the Manning family and their legacy, and that they're not in any hurry. They don't want to rush him, and I think they're very enamored with Sarkisian, or he wouldn't have come here in the first place. And I think he's kind of glad to be out of that SEC spotlight. You know, he's not at Ole Miss. He's not at Tennessee. He's not at LSU. So, you know, he can kind of come and go with ease here in Austin. You know, Cedric Golden, my colleague, You know, we went out and had Mexican food at El Rancho last week, and there's Arch Manning with Michael Taft, safety, is his best friend on the team. And, you know, he's got a few people come up and you ask for an autograph or a picture, but he just handles it well. And I think that's another reason why celebrities kind of like to live in Austin, because there's not that crush that people kind of let them be a little bit. But, you know, after this year, you know, all bets are off, because everybody's looking at this as Quinn's last year. And maybe Arch gets his chance. We all know that Quinn has gotten hurt the last 2 years and has missed five games and parts of a six. So, you know, but I think they're so comfortable in Arch and the way he looked. I mean, he just has a great arm. He's bigger than Quinn. He's got just as good or better arm than Quinn. And he's a lot more mobile than Quinn. But he has it all except the experience and the starting job. The problem is now Sark's got to figure out a way to get them both on the field at the same time.
Kirk, I want to know a couple of things. First of all, how was Cedric able to refrain himself from, you know, being the celebrity stalker I know him to be? And I want to know more about this Mexican restaurant, since I'm heading there in a couple of weeks.
Well, you would be there if you ever give us a call when you're in there. You got a table wherever you want it at Matt's El Rancho. It's the place. All the athletes go there. Everybody in Austin. And the trick is, I shouldn't let it out, is try to go about 11:30 or 1 o'clock. You have a much better chance of getting a table quicker.
Well, I guess, but given the choice of dropping your name, Sed's name, or saying that I'm friends with Arch, I think you know which way I'm going. let's talk about overall, because the expectations for Texas are extremely high after last season. Are you buying top four, top three rankings that most people are about to put on them?
Yeah, I really think I am. And I think part of the reason is twofold, that there were so many great quarterbacks. You know, last year was like a golden year for college football. I mean, we'll see that firsthand when the draft starts on Thursday, but it's just loaded with great college quarterbacks. And Texas played in that era, went to Alabama, won that game, and played Washington, you know, toe-to-toe, even though I really thought that was Texas' worst game of the year. That wasn't their A game. It wasn't their B game. I'm not even sure it was their C game, yet they had a chance to win the game in the last seconds when they had the ball at Washington's 15-yard line and threw into the end zone the last three plays. So got a lot of starters coming back. Sark loves his depth. They're too deep everywhere. Athletes everywhere. Obviously, he's always recruited well. And the difference has been that we're seeing Sark develop players. You know, Texas never had a problem recruiting. They could go, you know, 1-11 and they'd still recruit their butts off next year. But Sark is developing them. You know, I was looking at the stats for the draft, Paul. Last 2 years, Georgia's drafted 25 players had drafted Bulldogs. Texas had five. 2 years ago, they had zero players drafted. Then this year, they had 10 go to the combine. They're going to have 9, 10, 11 drafted, and probably some more as free agents. So we're starting to see him actually develop, you know, these players. And there's no greater evidence of that than the quarterback room. I mentioned Trey Owens, Arch Manning, Quinn Ewers. It may be the best room they've ever had. And that's saying a lot, because, you know, Texas hadn't exactly been the cradle of great college quarterbacks. I mean, since Vince Young, I looked it up, I think Colt McCoy, Chris Sims, Sam Ellinger, Garrett Gilbert, who actually got a ring when he was on the practice squad with the Patriots. But those four quarterbacks, you know, are like 18 and 39, and none of them are starting right now either. So that's the thing we're seeing change with Sark. He's developing these players. He's getting and molding and grooming great quarterbacks. You know, they're having to change and replace a lot of receivers, like four receivers who caught like 19 touchdown passes. But we're seeing the development, we're seeing the depth, and we're seeing the organization that we haven't seen before.
Talking to Kirk Bowles, Kirk, it just seems like it wasn't that long ago when there was legitimate pressure on him, and now it seems it's never smooth sailing at a major school right. Like Texas, but it feels that way, doesn't it?
Well, Texas does drama every day. I mean, the state capital's here for a reason, too. So it does, and it's weird because you think back to his first year, he went 5-7 and lost six games in a row for the worst losing streak in like 50 years, and we're only 2 years removed from that. So, you know, some people might just hold up a finger and go, all right, wait a minute. He had that one great year, 12-2. Things went well. And if you really look into the weeds, you know, very easily could have lost that game in Houston, but for a bad spot by the officials on a potential Houston first down near the end. Almost lost TCU, but for a great catch by A.D. Mitchell on like 3rd-and-17. Iowa State gave them fits. And then they came on. They smoked Texas Tech, crushed Oklahoma State, and almost beat Washington despite playing very poorly. So maybe we're giving him too much credit because, you know, we know this is going to be a different beast going in the SEC. And I don't know. I like what I see. You know, I trust my eyeballs. I thought they were going to have a great year last year, and they look every bit as formidable this year.
Kirk, before you go, I want to get some thoughts on the SEC coming in, and everyone's talking about it. But we had Billy Lucci on yesterday, and I understand the rivalry, not like you do or he does, but I heard just this oozing of enthusiasm and just like counting the days, minutes, and down to the game at Kyle Field at the end of the year. And I've been through Austin and talked to friends out there, and I hear the conversation about many other games. I mean, there's Michigan, there's OU, obviously Georgia, not Bama this year, but the last 2 years. I don't really hear, man, I can't wait to get to Kyle Field at the end of the year. Am I missing something?
Not really. I mean, the rivalry will be intense, and hopefully you'll be at that game. You know, Texas has bragging rights, so maybe they're not as eager to play it because when Justin Tucker kicked the walk-off 40-yard field goal and silenced, you know, 80-something thousand at Kyle Field, a lot of Texas people went, okay, we're good here. But finally, they did join them. They did beat them, and now they have joined them. I think it's more – there's more hatred toward A&M, and there's more respect of Oklahoma. And I think so much of it has to do with Texas has twice as many wins over A&M. And A&M hadn't won that national championship since 1939, so it's been a few minutes. So, but that's going to ratchet up in a hurry. I mean, they first played in 1894, and I can promise you it'll be an ugly affair Thanksgiving week.
Well, I can't wait. I like ugly affairs, and count me in for being right next to you. Kirk, always great to have you on. We will see you soon as we inch closer to July 1st when there may be a couple of mentions of the University of Texas and Oklahoma joining the SEC. We'll take a break. More to come right after this.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Back, and Jace is up next in Augusta. Hello, Jace.
Hey, Paul. I hadn't called in a while. I've been busier than a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest. Mm. And speaking of asses, I mean, Jim made one out of himself last Friday. I wanted to congratulate Matt, you know, on his new success. I mean, you know, I was one of the first ones to reach out to him, and gave out my number. And
well, thank you
Matt
for doing that.
Matt and I had quite a long conversation, and it went from, you know, me trying to give him advice, because, you know, I still consider him a kid, because I got a kid his age. And unlike Jim, I'll tell you, I'm 57 years old, okay? But, I gave him the best advice I could, and the thing about Matt, I mean, you get on the phone with Matt, I mean, he can talk. I mean, he can talk for an hour, but, like I said, I just want to let him know publicly I'm proud of him, and I hope things go well for him, and I wish him, the most success, and I hope that things will work out for him. I really do.
Well, let me thank you, though, Jace, for doing something and standing up for him. That meant a great deal, and it still does. You be well. You take care of yourself. AC is up next.
Hey, Mr. Feinbaum. How you feeling, sir? Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you.
Mr. Feinbaum, you and I, we know there's always two sides of the story. So, yeah, Jim has his faults, what he did. Sure, we all have faults, right? But Miss Alyssa Lang, she has her faults too, because she propped his losers up. That's how she got Jim all riled up. To Jim's defense, she needs to owe Jim an apology. Jim needs to owe her an apology. Matter of fact, she needs to owe me an apology for holding me for 40 minutes and never taking my call. She treated me like a second-class citizen. That's unacceptable, but I understand she gets on radio barely. I forgive her. You know, your tribal chief likes to forgive and forget. But this is the way how I see it. It looks like the advice that I gave Jim 2 weeks ago to embrace the hate. My brother, you did embrace the hate. This is why I love you. Holla.
We're still waiting for the translation of that call. Mike is up next in Kentucky. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Paul. How you doing today, brother?
We are doing well. Thank you.
All right. You had a couple of callers a while ago. One talking about Kentucky. One talking about NIL. And I want to tie them all in. And first of all, I want to appreciate what you said about Mark Pope. I think Mark Pope is going to be great. As far as the NIL money goes, I heard one of the guys you had on yesterday, and I'm sorry I can't remember his name, but he said all of this stuff is probably going to end up on Capitol Hill. And I think it's going to have to. And my reason being, I think they're going to have to put a limit on what these kids can get. And really, it comes from this. And you was talking about Calipari being the egomaniac. Well, they got another one that owns the Dallas Cowboys. Even though I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan, I'm not a Jerry Jones fan. And what happened is Jerry Jones put out last week all the recruits that Calipari had scheduled to come to Kentucky that he had recruited, out of high school. And he put out that if they would come to the University of Arkansas, he would pay them double their NIL money.
Oh, wow.
Now, that may not be illegal, but, at the very least, it's unethical to me. I don't know if Jerry Jones listens to your show, but if he is, Jerry, I want to tell you, the way you got embarrassed by Green Bay last year, you would be better served to take them millions to buy you some damn football players instead of worrying about basketball players for Arkansas. And that's kind of the way I see it.
Well, you know what? I like what you said there about Jerry. And I'm the same way about the Cowboys. Jerry makes it hard to like. Hey, thank you very, very much. G is up next in Atlanta. Hello, G.
Hey, Paul. Excuse me, my brother. I have a little bad cold, but I'm here, Paul. I'm here.
Glad
how
you made
doing?
It. I'm glad you made it in. Thank you.
Well, hey, Paul, I was Melissa's very first call on Friday. And, I told her that I'm going to give her flowers for being such a great hostess. And then, the broadcaster, she is out on the field. But I think when it comes to Jim calling in, like I said, I never really heard Jim say anything about sports. All the time I hear him, he's really defending himself. You know, like I said, now I don't have a horse in the race when it comes to people like that when it thinks about Jim as a person or whatever, because Jim, to me, I was defending himself, so he really can't be a great caller at times because he'll defend himself for what people are always, you know, saying things about him. Now, like I said, I did think he was a little kind of mean to, I guess, a little awkward towards Melissa, because if you're not a team player with Jim, then you're not on his team at all. And like I said, I mean, Jim's a great guy, I think. I really do, because, you know, even though the guy George earlier said that his what he thinks about Jim, well, you know, if you got to defend yourself all the time, you can't be a great caller, Paul.
Well, no, you're right. I mean, there are certain people that are always on the defense. So, listen, glad to hear from you. I hope you feel a little bit better, and we always enjoy your call. So we head to the break. We have one more hour to go.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.